What do you call a broke Santa? St. Nicholas.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
My older brothers had a favorite Christmas tradition. They used to save up all the cardboard tubes from those rolls of wrapping paper and whap me with them until my mother made them stop. Ah, the memories. Through the years, our Christmas traditions became less violent. They involved sleeping under the Christmas tree, watching Star Wars, making Norwegian lefse, and cramming our house with relatives on Christmas Eve to eat far too much and retell stories of Christmas past. Traditions, do you have some? Manette's Christmas tradition is to, quote, put old 45 records on the stereo and dance around the kitchen table doing the funky chicken. James says my dad placed a small Christmas tree on the roof directly above the regular Christmas tree in the house. It gave a visual effect of the tree going through the roof. I gotta try that. Here are some unusual traditions from around the world. In Caracas, Venezuela, roads are closed to traffic so people can skate to the early morning Christmas mass. Skaters will tie the ends of a long piece of string that children tie to their big toes and dangle out windows. In Germany, children leave a boot or shoe outside their bedroom door. If they've been good little kids, they receive a tree branch covered in sweets. If they've misbehaved, they receive just a tree branch. In Slovakia, the eldest man in the house takes a spoonful of laksa pudding and throws it at the ceiling. The more that sticks, the better. In Japan, it's become a tradition, thanks to the power of advertising, to eat a KFC chicken dinner on Christmas Eve. This often requires ordering weeks in advance or waiting in line and Pepto-Bismol as well. In Bavaria, a noisy Christmas tradition has taken hold. Wearing the traditional costume of lederhosen, Bavarian Highlanders fire mortars into the air. South Africans celebrate by eating plump, fuzzy caterpillars of the emperor moth fried in oil. Mmm. Greenlanders eat matak, a raw whale skin served with blubber, and kiviak, a seal skin stuffed with dead auk birds, then buried and left to ferment for 3 months. Auk is right. I'm surprised a Scotsman didn't introduce them to haggis. On Christmas in Estonia, families head to the sauna. Swedes watch Donald Duck cartoons. Canadians are always surprised that the Christmas card they sent to their cousin never arrived. But letters to Santa at North Pole, Canada, postal code Ho Ho Ho, will be recognized by Canada Post, opened and replied to. On Christmas Eve, North American kids are told that Santa rides a sleigh pulled by 8 reindeer, but switches over to a kangaroo in Australia, paddles a canoe in Hawaii, gallops on a horse through the Netherlands, clumps by donkey in Switzerland, and is dropped from heaven on a golden cord into the Czech Republic. Well, I suppose traditions give us a sense of comfort, of belonging, and they bring back great memories. For many, that's all Christmas is, a tradition. A ripe, jolly old elf, some reindeer, and ODing on presents. Christmas hymns stir warm memories as we shop, but the lyrics are largely ignored. The child in a manger makes a nice ornament, but we live as if he never lived. But he did, and he's alive today. I've seen him at work in our family this year. When Jesus was born in that manger, a light shone on our dark world that never has and never will be extinguished. When Jesus was born, hope was born too. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Wherever you are and whatever you eat, a very Merry Christmas. Now, I had better run. My brother is coming over and I've been collecting those little cardboard wrapping paper tubes. Let the whapping begin.
On this side of eternity, every gift we receive will one day fade away, except one. The gift of salvation lasts forever. Through Laugh Again, that message of lasting joy is reaching hearts all over the world. As 2025 wraps up, would you help us keep that hope ringing into the new year? Every gift, no matter the size, makes a difference. Give today at laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.